everyone. This is Teacher Monica. And in today's episode, we're going to explore three words that often trip up English learners, even native speakers at times. Now,
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just a quick reminder, you guys can participate in this podcast on Spotify directly. I do have a little comment section, and you guys can actually write things in there and respond directly in there. So let me know if these words have ever caused you any issues, if you have had any stumbling blocks with them. All right, so what are these words? Well, they are the words receipt, recipe, and prescription. So let's get into each one of these and talk about how they're used. Again, we'll go into the pronunciation a bit more as well. So let's talk about the word receipt. And just a little historical fact, did you know that receipt and recipe were once used interchangeably? But today, a receipt is what you get after you purchase something. It's that little slip of paper that details your transaction. I'm not sure how it works in other countries, but I'll speak for the US. So in the United States, if you hold on to your receipt, meaning you don't throw it away, you can return the item that you purchased within like a certain window of time. So let's say you bought a shirt. When you bought it, you loved it. You were very happy with it. But now it turns out you're not so much of a fan and you want to return it. As long as you have your receipt and it's within that specific window of time, you can actually return it and get all of your money back. So oftentimes in the US, we hold on to our receipts or we don't throw them away until after like that 30-day window. Then we know it's no good and whatever we bought, we pretty much are stuck with it. All right, now the next word is recipe. Recipe. So we've got the word receipt and the word recipe. And this word takes us into the delicious world of cooking. So a recipe is a list of ingredients and instructions for making something yummy and delicious. With this word recipe, I actually want to give you guys homework. I want you guys to try to find a recipe for a meal that you would want to eat. You don't have to cook it, but just something that you enjoy eating. You can find it on YouTube or you can look it up on the internet. Just find a recipe for that food or meal that you enjoy eating. Look for it in English. See what you can find and then go through the ingredients. See what kinds of food is in the recipe and also the instructions on how to make it. Do it all in English, see what you come up with, and then come back to this podcast and let me know in the comment what you guys found, or you can just tell me what recipe you looked up. All right, now the third word on our list is prescription. Prescription. And this one's from the medical world. So it's what your doctor writes for you to get medicine. And so you guys usually will go to a pharmacy. You have to have the prescription in order to get that specific medicine that you need or that you want. Without it, you can't get it, basically. Like, you have to have it authorized from a doctor. So that is the word prescription. Maybe you guys have had a prescription in the past. Maybe you have one now that you've had to use to get medicine. And usually we fill the prescription. So fill the prescription in order to get the medicine from the pharmacy. We need to fill a prescription. So we have the three words: receipt, recipe, and prescription. Receipt, recipe, prescription. So the next time you guys come across these words or need to use them in your daily encounters with English, you guys should have a pretty good grasp on what they mean, how to use them, and also how to not get them confused anymore. I hope that you all learned something new and enjoyed this lesson, and I'll be back with more lessons soon.